Serving the Kingston area, along with South West London on 1332 kilohertz medium wave, this is Radio Jackie.
The 6 o'clock news with John Day. Good morning. President Reagan says continuing Soviet military action in Afghanistan remains an impediment to better relations between the USA and the Soviet Union. In a statement issued on the fifth anniversary of Soviet intervention, he praised Afghan resistance fighters and promised that the US would continue to support their noble struggle. With less than 2 weeks to go before the Geneva arms talks, Mr. Reagan made it clear that he'd not overlook Soviet actions for the sake of a more amicable atmosphere at the negotiating table. The trial of four security police officers charged over the death of a pro-Solidarity priest opens in Torun, northern Poland today. Three of the officers face possible death sentences after confessing to the murder of Father Szerzej Popielucko. The fourth accused is a colonel in the Interior Ministry who denies having instigated the priest's killing. Many Poles see the trial as one of the most important since the war. Poland's communist leader, General Jaruzelski, said there would be no cover-up. The trial is seen as a test of his pledge. Back in the UK, the Archbishop of Canterbury's special envoy returns to London from Libya today, hopeful that he'll shortly be followed by four British detainees. The Libyan leader, Colonel Gaddafi, told Mr. Terry Waite that he'd recommend to his country's People's Congress that four Britons detained in Libya should be released. Mr. Waite said Libyan students who felt they were treated unfairly would be able to phone independent advisers in Britain. The Libyan news agency said Colonel Gaddafi insisted that the degrading treatment of Libyan students in Britain must cease. An American victim of a skyjacking is suing Kuwait Airways and Iran for $110 million. Mr. John Costa, aged 50, of New York, was among 162 passengers on a jet hijacked in Tehran by four men on December 4th. He said he was beaten, kicked, abused, terrorized, burned with lit cigarettes and with the flame of a cigarette lighter during the 5 days as a hostage. Iran conspired with the villainous terrorists involved, charged Mr. Costa. Two American hostages were killed before Iranian forces stormed the jet. A woman found murdered on a golf course at Denham in Buckinghamshire at the weekend was a well-known Greenham Common peace campaigner, it seems. One of the Greenham women described Deirdre Sainsbury, aged 29, as a very quiet, gentle sort of person who had been camping at the gate closest to Newbury for months. She left last week and her naked body was spotted by a woman who was walking her dog on Sunday. Deirdre was the daughter of Dr. Peter Sainsbury, a leading psychiatrist from Bosham near Chichester. Liberal leader Mr. David Steele described 1984 as a bad year for Britain in his New Year message to his party. Deep divisions of class and prejudice have been widened by the savagery of nine-month-old coal strike, he said. Mr. Steele accused the government of failing to use North Sea oil revenue to rebuild the economy and referred to the plague of long-term unemployment. He saw the Liberals and the Alliance as the only beacon of light in the increasing gloom and urged Liberals to make it burn more brightly in 1985. Three men have been detained on Merseyside under the Prevention of Terrorism Act, but the police are so far refusing to reveal further details. A newspaper report claims that special branch detectives believe they're a failed Christmas bombing campaign, and the report also says that several pounds of suspicious substance were seized, and police are almost certain that it's high explosive. And still on the subject of suspicious substances, finally in this bulletin, at a recent performance of Peter Pan by the Royal Shakespeare Company at the Barbican Centre, there was a slight mishap. A lighted powder keg, which had been set to blow up the pirate ship, toppled slowly from its position, rolled across the stage, and ended up in the laps of the front row of the audience. Captain Hook, who's played by Stephen Moore, asked, can we have our bomb back, please? The powder keg was returned remarkably quickly. That's Radio Jackie News.
Southwest London weather.
I'll bet. The weather today, well, there'll be some fog patches early on, and they'll be quite slow to clear, but when they've gone, most places will be dry and sunny and very cold. The current temperature, -4 degrees Celsius, that's 25 degrees Fahrenheit. The high we're looking forward to today, 4 Celsius, 39 degrees Fahrenheit.
2 to 7, Radio Jackie.
When he saw her getting off the bus, it seemed to wipe away the years. Her face was older, just a little rough, but her eyes were still so clear. He drank his coffee and he hurried out across before she walked away. Then he approached her like a little child, too scared for what he had to say. Hello, Louise, remember me. Now should we part or stay a while? As if we were still lovers. She took a moment just to recognize the man she'd known so well before. And as he started to apologize, lose any bitterness she bore, she gently put her finger on his lips to let him know she understood. And with her suitcase standing on the floor, embraced him like a lover would. He told Louise, you look so good. It's just you, see, you make me feel as if we were still lovers.
In a squadron full of wireless, what a waste. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste.
Because I chose to play the fool in a six-piece band. First nine nerves, every one night stand. I should be glad to be so inclined. What a waste, what a waste. What a waste. Gems and bruises. I could be a doctor with poetesses and bruises. I could be a writer with a growing reputation. I could be the ticket man and full of Broadway station. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste.
Because I chose to play a ball in a six-piece band. First night nerves, every one-night stand. I should be glad to be so inclined. What a waste.
Sparks the revolution. I could be an inmate in a long-term institution. I could do the world extremes. I could do or die. I could yawn and be withdrawn and watch them gallop by. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste.
Everyone knows them. Why should we glad to be so kind? What a waste. Ian Dury and the Blockheads, What a Waste. And before that, the latest single by the Human League called Louise. It's almost 13 minutes past six. And what sort of a Christmas did you have then? What did Santa bring you in his happy sack, Alistair?
Oh, me?
Well, you now, yes.
Well, a new pair of jeans.
Really?
Yes. So, you know, a shirt. Just things to stand up in.
Really. Yes, yes, yes.
Quite important, though.
I got the complete range of Brute toiletries for men, which I shall be using extensively. And the jumper, the flashy jumper, which I'm sporting this morning, and will do until the new year, I think, until it stands up on its own. You're back tomorrow, are you? Usual sort of time?
Usual sort of time, yes.
Right, right.
I never left.
No, you didn't.
Unlike
that's right.
Some people.
Yes, well, Boxing Day and Christmas Day, you know. Spent all day with the family yesterday. Didn't get home till very late. I think I'll go back to bed again come 10 o'clock this morning. The St. Vincent de Paul House of Mill Hill in London, you may be interested to know, runs a self-help rehabilitation centre in the drought and famine areas of Ethiopia. Now, they desperately are looking for funds to assist with eye treatment in Ethiopia. If you can help or you'd like to find out more, then contact Mr. Harris on 393-3845. Donations, which go directly towards funding the eye treatment in Ethiopia, should be sent to this address, 7 Chestnut Avenue, Yule in Surrey. If you'd like more information, you should either write to that address or phone this number, 393-3845, and if you'd like to contribute, then send donations to 7 Chestnut Avenue, Yule in Surrey.
Calagas.
540-6815.
Calagas delivered.
540-6815.
Calagas delivered promptly.
540-6815.
Calagas delivered promptly to your door.
540-6815.
Calagas delivered promptly to your door at lowest prices.
540-6815.
Calagas delivered promptly to your door at lowest prices and efficient service.
540-6815.
What was that phone number?
540-6815. Surrey Gas is a name to keep you warm.
Hello, this is Keith Wand. I'd like to invite you to breakfast every weekend here on Radio Jackie between 6 and 10. I'll have lots of good music, plenty of fun and some competitions. So put the kettle on and put some snap, crackle and pop into your day with me, Keith Wand, every Saturday and Sunday morning between 6 and 10 here on Radio Jackie.
It gets colder.
19 minutes past six now. It's a bit unfortunate if you've got to go back to work today and only got the 2 days off for Christmas, perhaps. Well, never mind. We're here to keep you company. Radio Jackie, that is, and my name, Mark Lawrence. I'll be here until 10 o'clock this morning. And the programme schedule for the rest of the day looks like this. At between 10 and 12, Richard Jackson. Midday until 3, Rob Randall. Bob Matthews is on the air between 3 and 7. And then between 7 and 10 o'clock this evening, you can hear Mike Stevens. And he's followed between 10 and 1 a.m. in the morning when Alistair is back by Charles King. Right now, though, we've got some music from Ralph McTell. Incidentally, the record we just heard, I should tell you, was by Alvin Stardust, and it was called So Near to Christmas. This is called The Streets of London.
Have you seen the old man in the closed-down market, picking up the papers with his worn-out shoes? In his eyes you see no pride, and hung loosely at his side, yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that a sun don't shine? Well, let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. And have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London, dirt in her hair, the clothes in rags? She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home into carrier bags. So how can you tell me you're lonely? Say for you that a sun don't shine. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. And in the all-night cafe, at a quarter past 11, same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. In each tea lesson hour, and he wanders home alone. So how can you tell me that you're lonely? Say for you that the sun don't shine. Or let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. And have you seen the old man outside the seaman's mission? Memory fading with the metal ribbons that he wears. And in our winter city, the rain cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero and a world that doesn't care. So how can you tell me that you're lonely? Say for you that the sun don't shine. Oh, let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind.
the legendary Streets of London by Ralph McTell. The Cheam and Worcester Park Day Centre for the Elderly is looking for a voluntary ambulance driver to work for approximately 2 hours a week on a Friday. You'll need a clean driving licence and will be taking handicapped OAPs to and from the day centre. If you think you might be able to help or you'd like more information, then call Mrs. Taylor between 10 and 5:30pm weekdays on this number, 644-8451. That's Mrs. Taylor between 10am and 5:30pm Monday to Friday on 644-8451.
Oh dear, if only we'd come here before.
No one ever told me about the savings.
You're listening to a couple who've just been to Tudor Williams' sale for the first time and realised their years of missed opportunity and wasted money. No one had ever told them about the three floors of half-price furnishings and fashions.
Oh, the fashions!
The upholstery and tableware, or the interest-free credit at Tudor's.
Free credit!
Did you know Tudor Williams was in the New Malton High Street, just off the A3? Did you know that their sale starts this Friday? Now that you're in the know, don't miss Tudor Williams' sale this year.
We don't want to say it, but we've told you so.
Tudor Williams' sale starts 9 a.m. Friday.
Radio Jackie, Southwest London, close enough to care.
10,000 miles. That's the Pretenders there, a hit for them about this time last year. 29 minutes past six is the time. It's a Thursday morning, the day after Boxing Day. Feeling stodged out today, I expect. I know I am. It's the 27th of December, of course. The sun rises this morning at 6 minutes past eight and sets this afternoon at 2 minutes to four. Lighting up time this Thursday is 28 minutes past four this afternoon, and high tides at London Bridge today, 4:41 this morning, and at 13 minutes past five this evening. The weather forecast, some fog patches, slow to clear. Most places will be dry and sunny though today, although it will be cold with top temperatures of only 4 degrees centigrade, which is 39 degrees Fahrenheit. Now it's precisely 6:30 and we say good morning to John Day.
Good morning to you, Mark. And we'll take a look at the news headlines. President Reagan says continuing Soviet military action in Afghanistan remains an impediment to better relations between the USA and the Soviet Union. The trial of four security police officers charged over the death of a pro-Solidarity priest opens in Turin, northern Poland today. The pro-Solidarity priest, of course, was Father Jerzy Popoluchko. The Archbishop of Canterbury's special envoy returns to London from Libya today, hopeful that he'll shortly be followed by four British detainees. The Libyan leader, Colonel Gaddafi, has told Mr. Terry Waite that he'd recommend to his country's People's Congress that four Britons detained in Libya should be released. An American victim of a skyjacking is suing Kuwait Airways and Iran for $110 million. Mr. John Costa, aged 50, of New York, was among 162 passengers on a jet hijacked to Tehran by four men on December 4th. A woman found murdered on a golf course at Denham, Buckinghamshire, at the weekend was a well-known Greenham Common Peace campaigner, it turned out. One of the Greenham women described Deirdre Sainsbury, aged 29, as a very quiet, gentle sort of person who had been camping at the gate closest to Newbury for months. Liberal leader Mr. David Steele described 1984 as a bad year for Britain in his New Year message to his party. Deep divisions of class and prejudice have been widened by the savagery of nine-month-old coal strike, he said. Three men have been detained on Merseyside under the Prevention of Terrorism Act, but police are so far refusing to reveal further details. A newspaper report has claimed that special branch detectives believe they've foiled a Christmas bombing campaign. The report also says that several pounds of suspicious substance were seized, and police are almost certain that it's high explosive. And that's the news headlines.
Thank you, John. Good Christmas.
Well, I've had the lurgy over the
week. Oh, you know, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Wasn't even able to eat me Christmas pud.
Oh. Well,
sad,
yes, it is very sad indeed. We're beginning to perk up a bit now, though.
Mm.
Good, good. You'll be on form for New Year's Eve, do you think?
Probably.
Got any resolutions in mind? None that you're prepared to say now.
Well, I was going to say giving up smoking, but that's an annual one, and it's annual, you know, I mean, it's not much good, is it?
No, no. I can just see clouds of smoke coming out of the newsroom there, yeah. Right, I know what you mean. I haven't actually made any firm sort of New Year's resolutions myself. But if I do, I'm not telling anyone because, you know, they never have it otherwise.
Actually, I do remember once. I was working on a radio station in London, run by one of the largest broadcasting organisations in the world, and made the mistake of saying my New Year's resolution was giving up smoking.
Yes.
And the disc jockey had the audacity to say that he was going to give the audience a running commentary on my giving up smoking.
And how it
But every time I was caught sort of having a discreet fag down, you know, the back somewhere, it was announced to the masses, which was most embarrassing.
Yes, quite, yes. Best say nothing, that's the policy. Mm. Okay, thank you very much. John will be back in 27 minutes' time with a full bulletin of news, which means it's 27 minutes to 7 o'clock.
Job vacancies.
A photographic shop in Wallington has a vacancy for a junior salesperson. Applicants should be aged between 16 and 22, have a keen interest in photography, be of smart appearance, and be keen to make a career of retail selling with a small specialist company. You'll work a five-day week with a starting salary of £3,600 per annum, plus commission, 4 weeks annual holiday, and generous staff discounts. For more details, phone Mr. Hibbart on 647 7600. That's 647 7600. And part-time bar staff are needed in the Mitcham area to work evening and weekends. For more details, you should phone Jenny on 648 1548. That's Jenny on 648 1548.
Job vacancies, a free service from Radio Jackie. If you have a job vacancy, write to Radio Jackie, Morton in Surrey. Could you be loved?
Marley of the Wailers, and re-release. Seems a bit of an odd time of year to put it out, really, but why not? It's called Could You Be Loved? It was originally released in 1980. So, there we are. Takes the time round to 22 minutes to 7.
For quality and service, it's Keith and Boyle.
Keith and Boyle, London's largest Vauxhall Bedford dealer. If you're thinking of a new van or truck, don't do a thing until you've seen the new 85 Bedford range. You won't get a better deal elsewhere, so contact Ray Beckett at the new Wimbledon Commercial Centre at 3 Weir Road, SW19. Phone 946-9170. Remember, that's 946-9170.
Keith and Boyle will take good care of you.
Yeah.
Records like that are all very jolly up to and including Christmas Day and Boxing Day. Then they sort of die a death immediately, don't they? Because it is no longer Christmas. It's a sad fact, but there it is. You can stop being nice to everyone.
All in my dream!
Thank you.
and I still believe in dreams.
Especially over Christmas. Dreams by Grace Slick. 7:12 is the time. As far as travelling about southwest London is concerned today, well, there are no major problems to speak of at the moment. Most of the roadworks have been suspended for the duration of the holiday period, although the contraflow system at the Sunbury Cross on the M3 is still in operation, and there are likely to be one or two delays there. Police have warned that freezing weather may lead to black ice and have asked motorists to drive with even more care than usual. And I can tell you, it is very icy out this morning. Do take extra special care. Solo and San Damiano, or Heart and Soul. 7:09. You can get free Radio Jackie car stickers from Jeremiah's in Central Road, Worcester Park, Gala Cleaners, Alexandra Parade in Surbiton, the Tudor Cafe, Tudor Drive, Morden, the Lord Nelson, London Road, Cheam, or from the Radio Jackie offices at 32 Central Road in Worcester Park.
Celebrate the new year in style with Radio Jackie. January the 1st, 1985 is All Day 60s Day on 227. Relive a decade of music and memories.
And buy me love.
Thank you.
from midnight on the 31st of December 1984 to midnight on the 1st of January 1985. 24 hours of the 60s on Jackie. Radio Jackie would like to thank everyone who has contributed so generously to our 1984 Christmas appeals. Thanks to your help, we will be able to make Christmas just that little bit happier for people in need by delivering food parcels to needy local pensioners and toys to children spending Christmas in the Royal Marsden Hospital. On behalf of those children and pensioners, we would like to say thank you.
Radio Jackie.
In the news with John Day, David Steele reckons George Orwell's Year of Doom wasn't too good, and The Case of the Christmas Con, details in 6.5 minutes.
Ship from afar. 'Twas light years of time since his mission did start. And over a village he halted his craft, and it hung in the sky like a star. Just like a star. He followed a light and came down to a shed where a mother child were lying there on a bed. A bright light of silver shone round his head, and he had the face of an angel. Suddenly the sweetest music fills the air. And it went la 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 la. Music went trembling through the ground, and many were wakened on hearing that sound. And travelers on the road, the village they found, by the light of that ship in the sky, which shone all around. And just before dawn, at the paling of the sky, stranger returned and said, now I must fly. When 2,000 years of your time has gone by, this song will begin once again to a baby's cry.
A Spaceman Came Travelling, a seasonal record there from Christopher. to 7 o'clock, we'll go up to the news with James Galway and Henry Mancini. Mancini with James Galway at the theme to the Pink Panther, serving the Epsom area with Southwest London on 1332 kilohertz medium wave. This is Radio Jackie.
Celebrate the new year in style with Radio Jackie. January the 1st, 1985 is All Day 60s Day on 227. Relive a decade of music and memories.
And Bobby Love.
From midnight on the 31st of December 1984 to midnight on the 1st of January 1985. 24 hours of the 60s on Jackie.
The 7 o'clock news with John Day. Good morning. Liberal leader Mr. David Steele described 1984 as a bad year for Britain in his New Year message to his party. Deep divisions of class and prejudice have been widened by the savagery of the coal strike over 9 months, he said. Mr. Steele accused the government of failing to use North Sea oil revenue to rebuild the economy and referred to the plague of long-term unemployment. He saw the Liberals and the Alliance as the only beacon of light in the increasing gloom and urged Liberals to make it burn more brightly in 1985. President Reagan says continuing Soviet military action in Afghanistan remains an impediment to better relations between the USA and the Soviet Union. In a statement issued on the fifth anniversary of Soviet intervention, he praised Afghan resistance fighters and promised that the United States would continue to support their noble struggle. With less than 2 weeks to go before the Geneva arms talks, Mr. Reagan made it clear that he'd not overlook Soviet actions for the sake of a more amicable atmosphere at the negotiating table. The trial of four security police officers charged over the death of a pro-solidarity priest opens in Torun in northern Poland today. Three of the officers face possible death sentences after confessing to the murder of Father Sierce Popoluchko. The fourth accused is a colonel in the Interior Ministry who denies having instigated the priest's killing. Many Poles see the trial as one of the most important since the war. Poland's communist leader, General Jaruzelski, said there would be no cover-up. The trial is seen as a test of his pledge. The Archbishop of Canterbury's special envoy returns to London from Libya today, hopeful that he'll shortly be followed by four British detainees. The Libyan leader, Colonel Gaddafi, told Mr. Terry Waite that he'd recommend to his country's People's Congress that four Britons detained in Libya should be released. Mr. Waite said Libyan students who felt they were treated unfairly would be able to phone independent advisers in Britain. The Libyan news agency said Colonel Gaddafi insisted that the degrading treatment of Libyan students in Britain must cease. An American victim of a skyjacking is suing Kuwait Airlines and Iran for $110 million. Mr. John Costa, who's 50 and lives in New York, was among 162 passengers on a jet hijacked to Tehran by four men on December 4th. He said he was beaten, kicked, abused, terrorized, burned with lit cigarettes and with the flame of a cigarette lighter during the 5 days as a hostage. Iran conspired with the villainous terrorists involved, charged Mr. Costa. Two American hostages were killed before Iranian forces stormed the jet. The woman found murdered on a golf course at Denham in Buckinghamshire at the weekend was a well-known Greenham Common peace campaigner, it's turned out. One of the Greenham women described Deirdre Sainsbury, who was 29, as a very quiet, gentle sort of person who had been camping at the gate closest to Newbury for months. She left last week and her naked body was spotted by a woman who was walking her dog on Sunday. Deirdre was the daughter of Dr. Peter Sainsbury, a leading psychiatrist from Bosham near Chichester. Three men have been detained on Merseyside under the Prevention of Terrorism Act, but the police are so far refusing to reveal further details. A newspaper report claims that special branch detectives believe they've foiled a Christmas bombing campaign, and the report also says that several pounds of a suspicious substance were seized, and police are almost certain that it's high explosive. Three people died in a horror pile-up yesterday as freezing black ice turned many of Britain's roads into skating rinks. The deaths came when three cars slithered out of control on the A1 trunk road near Retford in North Nottinghamshire. Several other people were hurt, one seriously, but police would not reveal names until all the relatives have been informed. The crash was one of more than 40 in the county where police said road conditions were appalling. Roads throughout the rest of Britain were also hit by black ice, and the motoring organisation said the London area was particularly bad. And the roads in the London area are icy again this morning. Finally in this bulletin, a Christmas con man really took Nigel Hill for a ride. Nigel's dad had promised him every penny of the £4,200 from the sale of his Y-registered Ford Fiesta as a wedding present. Keen to impress, Nigel, who was 21, gave it a clean and check-up before a well-dressed stranger took the Fiesta for a test drive. And that was the last that Nigel of Gelwaddy in Cardiff saw it. And to boot, the con man left a 1972 Ford Cortina behind, but it was one that he'd stolen earlier. So Nigel's wedding is still to go ahead, and he's marrying Debbie Johnson, who's 21, next month. But Dad said he'll have to wait for his money until the insurance claim's sorted out. That's Radio Jackie News.
Southwest London weather.
Well, today is going to be dry with some sunshine after some mist patches have cleared and the frost has gone away too. Winds will be light and variable, and we're expecting a rather chilly top temperature today of 5 degrees centigrade, which translates to 41 degrees Fahrenheit. And the outlook for Friday, dry and cold with frost overnight.
227 Radio Jackie.
Oh, I don't have to be so wise. You're just my fantasy, and I will fantasize something marvelous to make things started. We're the artisans, and we've been crafted.
I wanna be a magical mystery. I wanna be a final history.
I wanna be a magical mystery.
Yeah.
to be confused with the Detroit Emeralds, as I practically always do when I'm announcing records by them. The Detroit Spinners, that was, from 1973. Could it be I'm falling in love? It's 7:15. We started this hour of the programme off with Spandau Ballet's latest single called Round and Round. Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. It's Thursday the 27th of December, 1984, the year rapidly running out. My name's Mark Lawrence and I'll be here until 10 o'clock this morning on Radio Jackie. And the programme's for the rest of the day, well, because of Ron Brown's 2-week holes, it's Richard Jackson on the air at 10 this morning to take you through until 12 midday. And then, as per usual, Rob Randall between midday and 3 in the afternoon, and Bob Matthews to look after you between 3 and 7, including an hour of oldies, of course, between 6 and 7 this evening. And between 7 and 10 tonight, you can hear Mike Stevens, and taking you through until Friday morning, 10 until 1 a.m., Charles King. And then it's Alastair Phillips again, and then it's me, and I could go on and on. I think we'll call a halt to it there, though. Open auditions for Noel Coward's comedy Hay Fever will be held at the Miller Centre, 30 Godston Road in Caterham, this coming Sunday, the 30th of December, at 3 p.m. The play is to be presented by the Miller Centre Workshop from the 19th to the 27th of April, and rehearsals will start on the 3rd of March. Prospective new members, aged between 17 and 35, are invited to attend these auditions and will be warmly welcomed. For further details, you can ring Brian Jobson on Lingfield 834560. I'd leave it until a little bit later on today, though. It's a bit unsociable. It's 16 minutes past 7. Brian Jobson is the person to ring. You can make a note of the number. Lingfield 834560. We'll be taking a look at what the newspapers have on their front pages after we've heard from Corey Hart, after we've heard this.
Trouble with your gearbox or differential? Contact All Gears on New Malden 01-949-2445 and we'll be pleased to help. A free diagnostic test drive should tell us what the problem is. We can supply exchange gearboxes, overdrives, differentials and power steering racks, or repair your own unit within 24 hours. All work carries a 12-month written guarantee. A fitting service is available, and we also operate a free collection and delivery service. Call All Gears on 01-949-2445.
Good night, Mr. Scrooge.
What do you mean, Scratchit, good night? What's good about it?
Well, it is Christmas, sir.
Christmas is humbug. Just another excuse for workers to dip their greedy hands into a poor employer's pocket.
Will you be doing anything exciting over the festive Yuletide?
Yes, I will.
You will?
I'm going to the Discount Bed Centre to buy a new bed.
But, Mr. Scrooge, you'll have to spend some money.
That's right, Scratchit. But at the Discount Bed Centre, I can save lots of money, too.
You, too, can save money when buying a bed by visiting the Discount Bed Centre in the High Street at Worcester Park, London Road, Morden, opposite the Underground, and Garrett Lane, Tooting. For further details, telephone 01-330-6630. The Discount Bed Centre sale starts Thursday, December the 27th at 9 a.m.
And I'll be the first in the queue. Humbug!
Radio Jackie.
I could capture all the love of re-romantic head, sing you a song that it happened, but that ain't enough. That ain't enough for you. And I could run across the world and bring you the sun, look in your eyes.
Ain't Enough. That's a new single, relatively new anyway. It's by Corey Hart. And the time now, 21 and a half minutes past seven. We'll take a regular look at the front pages of today's national newspapers now. Of course, it's the first time the papers have been on the stands, as they say, since Christmas Eve. Today being Thursday, December the 27th. And on the front page of the Times, first of all, hostages in Libya may be freed early next month. That's the lead story. Expectations improve. Proved yesterday that four Britons held as political hostages in Libya may soon be released as the result of the mission of the Archbishop of Canterbury's special envoy, Mr. Terry Waite. Close call for champion is another story, including a photograph of John Frankham, the champion jockey, who rode Borough Hill Lad, the odds-on favourite to a photo finish victory in yesterday's big race at Kempton Park, the King George VI Chase. In a field of three, the smallest for 20 years, this year's Cheltenham Gold Cup winner just held on to beat Coombs Ditch. Frankham was earlier fined £50 for his riding of gratification. There's a more detailed story inside, but that's the gist on the front page of the Times this morning. Also on the front page of the Times, PM's pay rise will only be 5%. The Prime Minister has decided to take a pay rise of only 5% from the start of the new year next Tuesday, with a salary of £42,980, including parliamentary allowance. Also on the front page of the Times this morning, hunt for bombers moves to Florence. Italian police searched houses in the Florence area yesterday and issued identikit pictures of two young men suspected of planting the bomb on the Naples to Milan Express, which killed 15 passengers and injured more than 100 on Sunday. On the front page of The Guardian this morning, MPs lead revolt on embryo tests, the lead story. A formidable lobbying operation is building up at Westminster in an attempt to throw out one of the main recommendations of the Warnock Report on human fertilisation and embryology. The acceptance of research experiments on living embryos up to a period of 14 days. Also on the front page of The Guardian this morning, a photograph of Hair Air, as they caption it, dressed in a Hare Krishna sari, this would be Harry Air, I suppose, dressed in a Hare Krishna sari, Alfred Ford, aged 34, heir to the motor company fortune, married a doctor, Sharma Mila, aged 29, in a colourful fire sacrifice ceremony in Collo River near Sydney, Australia yesterday. The hour-long ceremony was held in a tent. There we are. Also on the front page of The Guardian this morning, Waite tells how theology and help for Libyans swayed Gaddafi. Mr. Terry Waite, the Archbishop of Canterbury's special envoy, is to return to Britain today from Libya after receiving an assurance from Colonel Gaddafi that he will recommend the release of four Britons detained in Tripoli since May. And family among 16 killed in house fires on the front page of The Guardian this morning. 16 people died in house fires over Christmas and Boxing Day, while at least seven were killed in car crashes as freezing fog left roads treacherous. And on the front page of the Daily Telegraph this morning, Gaddafi to free British hostages. Colonel Gaddafi has promised the Archbishop of Canterbury, Special Envoy, Mr. Terry Waite, that he will recommend the release of the four Britons detained in Tripoli. They also carry a photograph of Mr. Waite along with somebody else who's unnamed, an interpreter possibly, and Colonel Gaddafi on the front page of the Telegraph this morning. Pleading for the Britons' release. And other main stories on the front page of the Telegraph, well, they have 17 killed in Christmas house fires. 17 people, 8 from one family, died in fires at their homes over Christmas. And at least 6 people were killed in car crashes, and a 3-year-old boy was accidentally shot dead by his father's revolver. Train bomber clue on the front page of the Daily Telegraph this morning. Police yesterday learned of a second man believed to have been involved in the terrorist bomb attack on an Italian train crowded with 700 Christmas holidaymakers. And anti-hunt raiders dig at Duke's grave. This is on the front page of this morning's Telegraph. The grave of the Duke of Beaufort, friend of the Queen and founder of the badminton horse trials, was desecrated by anti-hunting campaigners on the night of Christmas Day, it was discovered yesterday. Turf was torn away and a trench was dug in an attempt to disinter the body of the Duke, who died last February, aged 83. And that's what's on the front pages of the broadsheets this Thursday morning. We'll take a look at what the tabloids have on their front pages after we've heard some music. The time now, 26 minutes past 7 o'clock. This is Frank Sinatra and the French Foreign Legion.
If you turn me down once more, I'll join the French Foreign Legion. Bet you they would welcome me with open arms. First you love me, yes, then you love me, no, I don't know where I stand. Do we march together down the aisle, or do I march that desert sand? If you think I won't find romance in the French Foreign Legion, think about that uniform with all its charm. Just one more time, are you gonna be mine, or au revoir, chérie? It's the French Foreign Legion for me. Now if you think I won't find romance in the French Foreign Legion, think about that uniform with all its charm. Just one more time, are you gonna be mine, au revoir, Sadie? It's the French Foreign Legion for me. F-2-3-4.
Frank Sinatra and the French Foreign Legion. The time now, 28 minutes past 7 o'clock, and to continue our look at the front pages of today's national press, we turn to the tabloids and the Daily Mail, first of all. Exclusive, it says, terror bomb plot foiled. Special branch detectives believe they foiled a Christmas bombing mission by Irish terrorists. Six men were held in Liverpool on Christmas Eve after a major undercover operation in the city. Other stories on the front page of the Mail this morning. Snow as winter comes in with a rush. Snow swept many parts of Britain yesterday as one of the mildest winters for years suddenly turned bitterly cold. Motorists venturing out faced hazardous black ice. And also on the front page of the Mail this morning, extremists try to dig up the Hunting Duke's coffin. An anti-hunt group trying to dig up the coffin of the 10th Duke of Beaufort on Christmas night. On the front page of the Daily Express this morning, the main headline, Hunt Gauls planned to send Duke's head to Anne.